When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots. Good afternoon, 2 minutes past three. Welcome to the show. Kimbo on the Roots with you on a Monday afternoon, live from Studio Lumo, USA. Currently 25.5 degrees outside. It's been a beautiful day. We're here, thanks to Hyundai and McGain Real Estate, sold by McGain again. Quite a bit to get through today, lots to talk about. We'd love you to get involved. The text line is 0427 154 166, all courtesy of Mourn Team Hyundai. All right, let's welcome the big dog.
What's the matter to you? Hey, got no respect.
None.
What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
Why?
It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
And the text come through, Roochie Rooch. What happened? Was last week an aberration? The world was a beautiful place.
No,
both sides
no,
winning.
Kim.
Both South Australian sides.
Kim. Hello, you were right. It was the weekend of where the fixture was going to do very, very strange things. And within the fixture, there were moments where insanity prevailed.
Insanity prevailed.
Well, people lost their minds or lost their courage or lost their conviction of what they needed to do. Seriously, game after game had things that you go, have I been drinking too much?
I did on Saturday.
I didn't touch anything, Kim, and I was wondering whether I had drunk too much.
Drink responsibly. All right, we've got a lot to get through. Coming up on the show, Beat the Boys. We'll be doing that again, Rooch.
Yes.
Your chance to win a $200 fuel voucher. Thanks to Ranella Hyundai, Amber and the team down there. In fact, if you'd like to participate, ring now. What's our number, Rooch?
Our number is 1-300-736-736.
Gee, you're all over it today. After 5 years, you spat that out.
There's going to be a lot of people all over it.
All right, if you want to be part of Beat the Boys, ring now and we'll lock you away. We'll do that at around 4:15. So first caller through and you can be in with a chance to win a $200 fuel voucher.
That sounds very threatening. We'll lock you away.
Lock you away. Ah, the phones are starting to ring.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, that's another line coming through. Sorry. No, you can still ring now. Ring now. 1-300-736-736. There we go. Hey, Rooch, we last week identified together that round six was arguably the most even round that we'd see all year. They're all tough this year. So we labelled it Mission Impossible. We challenged anyone if they could pick eight winners or whoever gets the most anyway. We'd give them a $100 voucher, courtesy of McGain Real Estate, from the Romeo Retail Group, a $100 IGA voucher or Foodland voucher. We're going to announce that after four. I can tell you two people that didn't win it.
You and I.
Yes.
You scored?
I scored. I didn't realise until today. I don't like saying it. I got two.
Two. And I usually went, you get two wrong, not two right.
I went mainly with the favourites. I did want to change from the Roos to Hawthorn, but I thought I'd better stick fat. Seems I said they'd cause three upsets.
That's where we differed.
That was the only
Hawthorn one. Hawthorn and North Melbourne. And North Melbourne were terrible. Their second quarter was awful. I was trying to be polite there. Awful.
A lot of Adelaide supporters think that
fall away was awful.
That was a 73-point turnaround in your
game. That is extraordinary. You lead 31 points going through time on the first term against the Premier on the MCG, you should not fold as Port Adelaide did. Now, right. Is that a reality check, Kim, or is that a confirmation of reality about Port Adelaide?
No, just a little aberration, reality check. Not fussed. I could go through every season nearly.
Because you've tipped them for the flag.
Yeah, where someone wins the flag and you look at some of their results throughout the year.
Yep.
I think it's good. You've got a wonderful next 5 weeks, so, Rooch. Probably the easiest draw. I think it is the easiest draw statistically in the competition.
I haven't looked beyond 1 week at a time.
You have St Kilda, who are 13th. Your average is 12.4 where they're sitting on the ladder, so it gives you a relatively good chance.
St Kilda. Okay, at home.
Yeah.
Friday night, Adelaide Oval.
Three of those games are at home. Mm. Then you have the showdown, all right? So we'll say 50-50.
Be respectful to that game. Yeah.
All right. They're sitting 15th at the moment. You have the Cats down at Alphabet Stadium.
That's never easy.
No, that's not easy. But then you have the Hawks, who are 17th, and the Roos, who are 18th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's so get you. Yep.
Bank the wins, learn from your mistakes, learn from your learnings.
Mm. Mm. Can they play two rucks? Hello, John at Ectorville.
We'll get to that. There were two press conferences today. Yep. Mitch Hinge did one for Adelaide, and Chad Corns did one. Let's jump into a few things, Rooch. Before we go around the grounds, on a really, really serious note, there's some incredibly sad and somewhat disturbing news coming out of the Sandful.
What is always seen to be a great moment when Sandful footy goes to the country, and it was Norwood and West Adelaide went to Port Lincoln. They played a really strong game. We're now saddened by the news that's come from both West Adelaide and the Sandful about an incident involving West Adelaide's Sam May, who has had serious injuries. He's now in an induced coma. And like all are doing, we're having our thoughts with Sam, his family, his friends, his teammates, everyone around him, people at the West Adelaide Football Club, who would be an absolute shock as to what happened. And I think we're pretty much of the line of everyone else. While there is some serious medical issues to go through, we will respect everyone's privacy and just pray for the best.
Yeah, and his family have sent out the most beautiful message today, thanking everyone that was involved in caring for Sam.
Yeah.
We must stress there's absolutely no one else involved.
No.
I think it's fair to say maybe there was a little bit of a misadventure, maybe.
Perhaps, until you...
But no one else involved.
It's hard to play guessing games on this one. The reality is a young man is in induced coma in hospital, and our thoughts are with him, his family, his teammates, his club, everyone around him.
And we spoke to their coach only last, Thursday or Friday. They were that excited to get over there and have a crack at Norwood. So we wish everyone the best.
Our best wishes to Sam May.
All right, before we jump into all the games, let's do an update from the match review officer and the tribunal.
Well, the ones that are most important are the ones out of GWS and West Coast, because they're going to the tribunal tomorrow. Toby Green, rough conduct in a marking contest. It takes us back to Peter Wright, the Essendon one against Sydney. I keep looking at that vision and going, how do you deal with someone who's in the air trying to contest a mark and has someone rolling virtually against the flight of the ball in front of you? This is Peter Wright moment. For me, I'm trying to work out what Toby Green's supposed to do. What's he supposed to just disappear?
Listen to
roll over, fall away. What's he supposed to do?
A lot of different opinions on this since the incident. It just gets to the stage where you concede.
If this doesn't
get overturned. Now, the contact wasn't that heavy.
No.
And he turned to protect himself.
I'm more worried about the one where
he stopped taking the mark. The only other thing you can do is keep your hands out there. But then you're still going to be...
That could do damage.
Well, you're still going to be responsible if you do get him
exactly
high.
Exactly right.
So it's not going to change. So you protect yourself.
I'm more of the belief that Toby Green needed to do time for the Mac Andrew one, not this one.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think this will be harder to be overturned. I'm in a very different opinion to you in regards to Jesse Hogan.
So this one is two players going toe-to-toe, so to speak, in the goal square. So it's a striking one match, Jesse Hogan, and the fact that it's so far off the ball, he does make contact with the head, all the points on the demerits that Michael Christian works at. I'm not sure how GWS go to get this one.
Well, the same way Charlie Ballard got off last year.
But we were dismissing last year. Remember, you said we're not to deal with last year in precedent.
I'm just saying. Well, how do you know? Do you want an answer or not?
Yeah, but...
Well, I'm saying it comes off his forearm. Now, I know it's not in the play. So what Laura Kane said earlier this year, technically that would be a game. But he didn't go straight at his head. It comes off the forearm and rolls up the arm. And it wasn't a really solid blow.
No, but I think you get one for stupidity, don't you?
He's not going to. Oh, look, they're pushing. They're two bulls in a paddock, Roach.
I'm intrigued
it's
on that one.
It's not that stupid.
And West Coast has Tom Barrass up on a rough conduct charge that he wants to take to the tribunal and will. So
he should too. Mm-hmm. Now, once again, a player accentuating the tackle. Now, if the player wants to protect himself and not have anyone suspended, which they couldn't give a rat's about, I understand that, he had the football in his spare arm. He could have let the football go and protect himself. He landed his head on the football anyway. He knew what he was doing.
Enough
of this, I reckon.
Toby Green can't. Jesse Hogan might. Tom Barrass certainly could bring in the good bloke.
Good bloke, couldn't he?
Seriously, where does that one land this week?
He's a good bloke.
Tom Barrass can do good bloke defence.
We're going to jump into a break, Rich. When we come back, a stack of texts coming through. Everyone having their two bobs worth about Port and the Crows.
No surprise.
Yeah, Josh Rochelle getting a few mentions as well. We'll attack all of that. We've got Rory Laird coming up a little bit later. The good, the bad and the ugly at 4 o'clock and beat the boys as well. And we'll announce the Mission Impossible winner just after 4 o'clock. This is Kimbo and the Rooch, and we're here thanks to Hyundai. You can drive away in the Hyundai Staria load van from $49,490. T's and C's apply.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch.
17 on a beautiful Monday afternoon, 25.5 degrees outside. Big thank you to McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, there's a sign popping up saying sold by McGain again. Rich, I think we'll jump into the text because everyone wants to have their say, and our show is everyone's show. This is from Daniel. He says, Kimbo, I'd like to know what you were taking when you tipped Port to win the flag this year. Not sure why you and Rooch support a coach with a woeful record in big games. He can't win finals and especially showdowns. Us supporters are sick of being just okay because with this list, we should be achieving more, in my opinion. I agree. This year, you should be. Port's away struggles versus the best teams has been an issue for a while. We're 0-8 on the road against the eventual top six across 22 and 23. Capitulated in their first big road test of 2024. And then Ken says in his press conference, still haven't worked it out yet. Ha, ?11 years? Daniel. Daniel, appreciate that. I've explained why I've tipped Port Adelaide to win the flag. And, you know, it's an opinion. And I'm not fazed at all by the fact that they lost yesterday. Disappointing. You can't stop, you know, 73-point turnaround.
They disappeared completely.
Yeah, they did.
But I get momentum, but there should be momentum swings, not momentum overwash.
Big Trav was just saying that last year Collingwood, they lost to Hawthorn. Mm. I can go through every year when the Premier has lost games that they should have won easily throughout a year. Fair dinkum. West Torrens beat West Adelaide. I remember that game at Richmond Oval in 83, and they went on and won the flag.
So let's deal with Daniel's point. Are there key factors that keep emerging that leave you in doubt about Port Adelaide?
I don't think they were very reactive in the box yesterday from what I saw. And I reckon, I'm sure we'll get a text from Ricky G from Cairns. He's been rattling off stats for 3 years now, how Port Adelaide get exploited by small forwards. Mm. Well, that's the formula for Collingwood, isn't it? So just because you got three new recruits and they're big players, they didn't adjust yesterday.
Well, James Bartel
Saturday.
cut up a fair bit of tape about how Port's defence didn't cover players. Hmm. Leaves me to wonder again, when you have defenders who are told to mark territory rather than mark an opponent, you can get easily exposed as Port Adelaide was.
Yeah, so no, Daniel, I hold my nerve and I'm always accountable. I'll be here at the end of the year. God willing? Something like that.
God forbid.
So you could have a crack then, but I'm sticking firm. I think there's plenty of upside with Port. Here's another one. Great coach against bottom eight teams, but when the pressure ramps up with top eight teams and particularly top four teams, it's the same old story under Hinkley. This will be three generations of players infected now. That's from Joe. Ooh. So all the ones that don't like Kenny are coming out after one loss.
So he was coaching at the weekend, wasn't he? I just want to get this right because I get confused who coaches Port at times.
Well, it wasn't Ken on the weekend. It was Josh.
Oh, I'm now totally confused.
No, I'm joking.
I know, but you get my drift on that one,
yeah,
don't you?
Do.
People pick and choose when they want to have a go at Ken Hinkley.
Here we go. Hi, Kimbo. I've heard from a good source that Adelaide Football Club is pursuing two players in the off-season trade period. Those players are Matheus Filippo from St Kilda and the other being Liam Baker from Richmond. That's from Mr X.
Well, that's too late on both of them, isn't it?
There's a lot of rumours going around there.
So Filippo is closer to a deal.
To doing a deal, yeah.
And I think he'll stay Baker, if you're right about the money that West Coast are throwing at him.
Rich, we're against the clock as always. Here's one. I haven't pre-read it, so here we go. Michelangelo, I know this probably won't be read out because it will upset a lot of people. No, we don't
well,
mind.
Careful,
as long
Kim.
As it's not rude.
Careful, Kim.
We read that's out everything.
That's got a pre-warning on it.
No, unless it's unless people are being rude or nasty, we read everything.
It's not from Theresa Green, is it?
No. Upset a lot of people. But it needs to be said. I've been following Port Adelaide for almost 70 years, and I've never seen a captain of this club overrun and fumble the ball in high-pressure matches. It's happened against Melbourne in round 3, last year in 2 finals against Brisbane and GWS, and the most glaring twice against the Western Bulldogs in the 2021 prelim final. Ooh. The reward of captaincy by signing a long-term contract is not the Port Adelaide way. It should be given to a player that epitomises the spirit of this great club. Sadly, there aren't too many options at the moment, or am I living in the past? That's from Trevor. Trevor, that's an opinion. I like Connor Rosie as captain. Didn't have a great game Saturday.
Sure, wouldn't be getting rid of Connor Rosie.
Oh, right. No, he's talking as captain. Here's another one.
Well, that's a different debate, and you know where I stood on that one.
Yeah, you wanted Ollie Wines. Yep. Joshua Shelley, 3-time duck goose champion of his junior primary school. Ooh. It's in his DNA. That's from Will. That's the first I've seen of that from Josh. We'll get into that. We need to go to a break. We'll talk about it shortly. I did the game. Bryce Gibbs said that first incident. Rooch, he said it's happened to him before in that particular part of the ground. He was blinded by the lights.
Second one?
The light towers. Second time, can't explain it. We'd have to get him on and ask him. All right, this is Kimbo on the Rooch.
The Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch.
3:27, we're live from Studio Lumo SA, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Rory Laird a little later in the show, thanks to McGang Real Estate. That'll be around 4:30. Beat the boys at 4:15. We'll announce the winner of Mission Impossible just after 4, Rooch. A lot of text coming through. This one says, hi guys, love the show, but can I just say, as a Collingwood fanatic living in Adelaide, any day we beat the pretenders that are Port is a great day. What a marvellous week I have in front of me. Des from Port Nolunga.
Enjoy it, Des.
Good on you, Desi.
Sure, there'll be a moment.
That's what it's all about. Here we go. A few Crows players need to realise there is no I in team. Brody Smith.
Good point.
Brody Smith lost a yard of pace and kick, finished. Laird needs to go to half back.
Ooh.
He is having a shocker. Hello. Fogarty is like Marshall, just makes you extremely frustrated, and I bundle him in a trade if push came to shove. No name on that. Laird cannot play as a high half forward. I think Nixie was outcoached in a few areas.
Now that puts him in no man's land, doesn't it?
It does. And when you've got Rankin in there, he's only had 2 touches up the half time, and you're having trouble with the clearances. Yep. Get Laird in there, who's good at clearances.
Yep.
Now this week Crouch comes back. We've already spoken to Laird just for transparency because they've got their team meeting. We spoke to him at 2 o'clock today. So you won't want to bust his chops when he's on. He answers all the hard questions. But if ever there's an opportunity for him to go into defence and for Adelaide to try something a little bit more creative and different, Crouch comes back. I think now's the time. Ask him about Brody Smith too, because he looked as stiff as a board.
At first point, some Crows players not playing with a team ethos has have some merit.
I think there is. Some of the young players, we've mentioned it for a while now, trying to win the game off their own boot. You like that?
Yeah, you want them to be adventurous, but they've got to keep within the team system.
All right, stack of texts coming through, and we'll hear from Mitch Hinge and Chad Corns after the news.
The Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch.
Day 34, Kimba on the Rooch. Lovely day outside. 26 degrees, gone up half a degree, Rooch.
Yeah, that's all the breweries brewing more and more. Geelong's top of the ladder, Kim. They haven't lost a game.
I know. Might have got that one wrong. Damien Barrett picked them top eight and to be the premiers at the start of the year.
With that midfield.
A lot of people did not rate their midfield.
Exactly.
But credit where credit's due.
Yep.
Still early. Early days, Rich.
They'll play finals,
lot can
Kim.
Happen.
Get the beer ordered.
No, I'm well aware of that. They've got seven more home games.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. People are up in arms and they're riding off Port Adelaide after one bad performance. And Big Trav, who's panelling for us, he's a good man. He's a Port man as well. It's like he said, in 2022... After nine games, the Cats were 5-4. They lost to the Hawks, who were rubbish, and St Kilda, who weren't much better, and they went on to win the flag. It happens every year. Anyway, let's jump into these. Everyone wants to have their say, so bear with me, Rooch. This one says, Hi, Kimbo and Rooch. A follow-up of my text last week. The Muppets at the Advertiser have, yes, changed the sample percentage back to the SA way.
Good.
However, sample reserves under-18s, under-16s and Sandfield W still in the VFL/AFL percentage form in today's paper. They're clearly not listening to your roast, Rooch. This is CRAP and no respect for South Australian footy. Cheers from Jack in the Uber.
Well, Jack, I did a bit of checking. They're getting it sourced out of AAP in Melbourne. I think it's about time they took the responsibility themselves.
All right, we'll take that as a statement and a fact. This is from Brett. It's about time we were the best instead of year after year being beaten by the best. You have to be ruthless when you're in the firing pan on the MCG and the frying pan is finals. That's Bretty Boys, a Port man. Ricky G, I thought we'd hear from him. Cheers to the mention, Kimbo. Pies small forwards dined out on Port's 90-plus kilo defenders. Bobby Hill could have had five. McEntee needs to switch ends at the very least. Yeah, they love him. I'm a little perplexed by that. I did write down somewhere, Rich.
McEntee can't survive in that lineup, can he?
Look, I wouldn't have thought. I know they love him for the defensive work.
Yeah.
Mychek, well, he's their biggest forward at 3-1. If you get... Don't count Cox. McCreary kicked 1-2. Schultz kicked 2-2. Lipinski kicked 4. Will Hoskin-Elliott. You revived his career, Rich.
Did they ever?
He kicked 2-1. Bobby Hill 1-1. Jamie Elliott 1-1. It's a hybrid forward line. That's what Port need to do. They need all those midfielders rotating.
Well, here's all the big
them.
Questions. Are they better without Charlie Dixon? Did that debate get an answer? Can they play two rucks when Soldo and Sweet don't deliver on the scoreboard?
Do you want to hear what Chad Corns had to say about that?
I would love to hear.
This is he this afternoon talking about Soldo and Sweet.
Yeah, well, they've both shown enough when they have had, you know, brief moments forward that they're more than capable, and obviously really both good ruckmen, but it wasn't a great output and not on them. And you know, we went into our shell a little bit with the way we used the footy as the game went on. They both had moments in the ruck, but not a big impact when they were forward. So you said that we were forced into it, and that's true. We didn't have a lot of other options to go to in terms of height forward. So we might look at that again. Doesn't mean it didn't work this week. It won't ever work again. I think they'll both learn from the moments they had in that game too.
I'll be intrigued when that pairing is put together again.
Right. Look at the panic after one loss. Here we go. No astute football judge, I think that's a dig at me,
probably,
could have picked Port to win the flag this year.
Hello.
The three new signings were always going to take time to know their new teammates' nuances and habits. Port are still 30-odd games away from being a serious contender, and this will be without Dixon and Boak. That's from James. James, I appreciate your thought there. We'll wait and see. Okay. It just doesn't work that way. Even if you say that that is logical, it doesn't work that way. You know, you look when the Crows won when Blighty came along. Simon Goodman off for halfback flank. Yep. What did he play? 8 games? Put him in the middle.
That was some bold decisions by Blighty and they paid off.
And I tip my hat to Collingwood. I think everyone does, the way they play. It doesn't matter if they're 20 points down or 40 points down or 50 points in front. It is just attack, attack, attack.
They go for it, yeah.
Here's one, Rooch. Hi, boys. Why do we need goal umpires when they review every goal?
The weekend,
Hilly.
Kim.
Now, from Hilly.
Was that, as everyone's saying, Daniel Hoskin again?
He was involved in 5, I think.
5?
I think it may have been 5.
So he's lost his courage then, hasn't he? That was, and just to hear how people were reacting at the game, but why are we going to review this? Yeah, that's a bit disappointing. They might have a goal umpire there who needs more help.
Or maybe Bix was under something. I keep dobbing him in.
That the crypto ads
They've got a sponsorship quota they have to put up on there.
I would hate to think that is true, Kim.
Well, at least be transparent with it. Well, I don't know why they keep showing everyone, because they have to check it when they go back anyway, when they go in the ad break.
Yep.
Here's one. Hi, Ruchi and Kim. I'm a Port supporter, and I have one word to describe Saturday. Disappointing. I will stick with my team, though, through thick and thin. That's Andrew F. Thank you, Andrew. Brett says, any South Australians that barrack for Victorian team should be jailed. Treacherous treason. It's like fighting in a war for another country. Off with their heads. Bit of humour there.
Are we going to deal with Adelaide, Essendon, and that last moment?
Yes. Now, give me your views.
I struggle when the AFL says, oh, technically that should have been a free kick to Adelaide. When are they going to do with the real issue, which I've been bringing up for some time, Kim? The umpires don't position themselves to see the free kicks.
Well, hang on. There's four of them out there.
That's another point. That was horribly wrong. Now, I was intrigued by Lee Matthews' little slant on this about, oh, Draper should have got a push in the back free kick. Yeah. I think he's on an issue there that push in the backs aren't being paid. But
he's saying if you're on top of someone's back, you're in their back. But I beg to differ with the great man, because Tex's hips were on the ground. He was over the top. Draper was already on the ground, and he's keeping his hands there.
I think Lee was trying to point out pushing the backs aren't being paid anymore. Regardless of that, how can the AFL say technically that was a free kick? It's a free kick.
I know. It was a bit wishy-washy, wasn't it?
And when are they going to deal with a long-standing issue that the umpires are poorly positioning themselves? See, I get their press release or statement where they say, oh, there's a lot of players around the ball. Well, teach your umpires to deal with that, because you're not.
Well, there was a lot of players.
That was the simplest free kick to pay, Kim.
That gets paid anywhere else on the ground at any stage of the...
Ah, now you're bringing in the final seconds rule, aren't you?
Well, I think they froze. Well, look, maybe the four umpires didn't see it. And just for a second, I don't think Adelaide should have won that.
No, it is. I like all the headlines. Crows rob, but it really would have been Crows steal if they'd won it.
It would have. And they stole the game against Carlton as well.
Yeah.
So, look, I called the game. They got beaten on every metric possible, Rooch. I can rattle them off. I know I did it with Lairdy earlier. We're playing that just after 4:30. But lost disposals by 14, inside 50s by 19, clearances by 1, contested possession by 5. Some of them were close. They turned the ball over so much, though. 81 to 72. That was anything they won, turnovers. Marks inside 50. They were down 7 on that. And tackling. They were down 17 on tackling. So... here's another one, Rooch. Gents, what is it going to take for Knicks to start playing Curtin and Dowling in the Crows 22 and give some youngsters some AFL experience? This is ridiculous. Regards, that Vlad guy.
I think we all know coaches get some pretty good advice now about not burning young players early.
Yeah.
Now, there are some, you know, some you can throw out there at any time. As soon as they're drafted, they're ready to play. You just make sure their bodies are
right. Do you think Harley Reid's ready?
Wow. what a derby.
It's like watching 80s football, the way he's taking those hangers in the square.
What about some of his work at centre bouncers to tackle and harass Fremantle?
And
Dockers?
Then off the ball when he got rid of Nat Fyfe, he said, I'm the new kid in town.
Wow. He was extraordinary. And then he's... tone after the game, where he even gives a drive-by to Dave Mundy for only giving him one in the medal.
I know.
This kid is years advanced.
He's the real deal. They're talking about
now. West Coast were right to keep him, weren't they?
Yeah,
that number one pick.
And they're talking about
$10 million
$10 million deal for him to take him up to free agency.
Jeepers.
Another text here. Rochella gets exposed with pacey forward lines. Hey, Mitch Hinge from the Adelaide Crows, who's turning out to be a very good player, did a press conference today. He was asked about the Josh Rochella moments.
It's probably hard to answer. I think Rash will be the first person to put his hand up at the after the game, and he would say, he probably had a few moments he would like back. But as I said, I think we all do. You can't necessarily point fingers at just one or two moments throughout the game, because we were down early, we started really poorly, and I mean these get highlighted obviously, because we got to be real about the situation. That's what happened. But I think at the end of the day, everyone has their own moments, and we can highlight what we highlight. But we just probably didn't play well enough as a team, and that's what's really disappointing.
Sticking up for a mate, as you'd
you
expect.
Have to. Look, the headlines that are going about from Fox Sport and others: Rochelle on thin ice, is he? Is he on thin ice? Surely they don't drop him for that.
I don't think they would after. No. He had 20 disposals. And even after those two incidences, is that the right word?
Incidents.
Sorry, I'm just watching a rugby league player.
And you say I get distracted.
Yeah, kick barefoot. I wonder, who is that?
What? He's kicking barefoot?
An Australian rules football, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They won't drop him, I don't think.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No. I think you've got to look after him. You don't want to damage his confidence. He's got plenty of confidence.
Oh, he's got confidence.
I know Kano used him as his volcano on the Sunday footy show. Mm. Here's one. Rucci, that's you.
That's I.
Wines, that's Ollie, hasn't done anything in the last 2.5 years.
That's harsh. That is very harsh.
What have we got here? I clearly have seen that from the second tier port didn't want to blow the whistle. Oh, right. Someone saying they were up on the second tier and they could see it clearly, but the ump didn't want to blow the whistle. Why do umpires adjudicate the last 2 minutes of a close game differently to the rest of the game? You are weak Muppets.
Is that fact or myth?
I think it's fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sad then.
Oh, it's just that one is something that's been so easy for umpires over the last 5 years. And it's one that I think they're too diligent with, because you'll see players drag the ball under a player and they still penalise the player. Now, this time, Sammy Draper put it underneath himself.
He could get in the Australian diving team with the way he went onto that ball.
Yeah, a little bit of breaststroke as well.
Well, he did after the game. He did take the, as you would say, the P155 onto that.
Oh, well, he did. He's a character, and he might be someone that the Crows could have a look at.
Ah, okay.
Well, Riley O'Brien can't go forever. No. Hey, let's hear from Mitchie Hinge again about those last few seconds and the non-call. Mm.
Oh, it's a funny thing, I think. I think we can be adults about the situation and say that was probably a free kick. But on the same side, like we can't leave it up to one, the umpires to make a decision, and two, that's not why we lost the game at the end of the day. So, you know, as I just said, like I'll stick up my hand. I made a few mistakes late in that last quarter where I wasn't composed, and I'm sure there's a few boys that would feel the same way. It's not ideal that it ended like that, but again, I think we've got to take full responsibility of the situation. We put ourselves in that spot, and I make mistakes, the umpire makes mistakes. It's a game of mistakes, our game, I think, and unfortunately we put ourselves in that position where that was the case at the end of the game. And I mean, I don't think about that moment and just say, oh, it could have been different if, you know, the umpire made a different call, because at the end of the day we didn't play good enough on the night, and that's what's disappointing.
And nice of you to put your hand up, Mitch, but I don't think you can excuse the umpire on that one.
Well,
saying, oh, they make mistakes. We know they make mistakes, but that one should not have been a mistake.
That was a bad one. And Adelaide have had three now. They're not the only clubs that have had them, but they've had three in the last 2 years or year and a half. Adelaide had 81 turnovers. That's probably why they lost the game. We got Mark from Grange wants to talk about the dying seconds, the Bombers and Rochelle. Hello, Mark.
G'day, lads. How are you?
Yeah, not
Look,
bad.
I was there Friday night. And I was depressed. Those umpires, I thought they were so biased. You know, I just want to know, were they all Victorian umpires? You guys know?
I haven't checked, Mark, but I don't go looking for their addresses. I just say that there are bigger issues that we have to deal with rather than where they live.
Well, you know, that last free kick, it was so obvious.
Mm.
They were too scared to do it. Mm. They were just too scared.
But then they got some others. They got some other holding the balls incredibly wrong by being so and understanding what the rules
I've got to say, Mark, Darcy Fogarty got one just before half time. He claimed a holding the ball. I can't remember who the player was.
Yeah.
Langford may have drifted. Yeah, that was not holding the ball. That was one of the worst decisions ever. The Fog missed the goal, and I said at the time, well, the footy gods have evened that up, because it was not a free kick. So they go both ways. I know it hurt, but they're not playing well, Adelaide, Mark.
And Rochelle, look... All right, he's a young guy, maybe the pressure. I was just wondering when he missed that mark. Was it due for the lights, or he just missed it altogether? I just couldn't understand how you missed that mark near the goal, near the goals there.
The one in the goals, I can't work that out. I don't know. Maybe he needs contact lenses. He completely misread that one. That was weird. I can't explain that. All I can say is the first one didn't look good, but I was calling with Bryce Gibbs, and he said he was very confident that he'd lost it in the lights. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen before. Hey, he's got no real prize in this regard before. He's someone that's put his head in the hole. So,
give the young fella a chance. He's made a mistake, but I reckon he will redeem himself. If he doesn't, I'll buy him a can of Grippo.
Good on you, Mark. Appreciate the call.
That team rather than individual. Does Rochelle have a few to answer on that one, where handballs he should have given than didn't?
Oh, there's a few. Willie Rioli had one too. He's got to get his hands dirty, Ridge. He's had his best pre-season.
Yes,
he's
so
hot and cold. We said at the start of the year, we know that's what you get with him, but gee, it's frustrating. But he does need to do more. Here's a text, Rooch. What is wrong with Port's forward line? Lower the eyes instead of bombing it. That's from Kev.
That's an interesting criticism, particularly was the week before.
I'm worried nothing's changed. Port only defeat middle-of-the-road teams. That's from Greg.
Might crunch some numbers on that. It might have some true validity, that one.
Here's one from AJ. Says, I like to refer as Draper's last seconds let off as karma. If Tex hadn't thrown his head back trying to milk a free, he might have got the holding the ball. I blame Tex.
Okay.
There were a few players out there trying to milk a free kick late. It was frenetic. Just tuned in and may have been spoken about already, but has anyone mentioned Tex Walker not being penalised for holding the ball 5 seconds before Draper laid the tackle? Look closely. Walker drops the ball. That's Len from Evanston. No one's brought that one up, Lenny, yet, but we'll have a look at that. And before we go to a break, Rooch, what about the old Blake? Here.
Hello, Blake.
Hi, Kimbo and Rooch. I thought that the Melbourne journos at Ken's post-match presser might get the opportunity to ask Ken some hard questions without Rooch there to shield him as usual. But alas, there was just more of the same. Ken says Port are learning. Exactly what he's been saying after these type of losses since 2015. The players clearly aren't learning. Maybe it's time for a lesson from a new teacher. Cheers. Blake, we'll take that as a statement, Blakey boy. All right, we'll go to a break. We'll come back with more of your texts, the good, the bad and the ugly coming up, and we'll announce our winner of Mission Impossible. This is Kimbo and the Rooch. Thanks to McGain Real Estate and Hyundai.
The Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch.
3:56, Kimbo on the Rooch with you. Texts are coming through thick and fast on the Mourn Team Hyundai text line 0427154166. This one says, hi guys, you said Crows didn't deserve to win. No. I thought the game went from siren to siren. I was within metres of the incident and there was an umpire on that side of the contest. They were too scared. Number 36 umpire was brought up from the VFL, a young guy. A disgusting decision, and the commentator said the umpire put Crow's season off the radar. That's from Jan. You've done some homework on the umpires.
Three Victorians, one Queenslander. But even if that had been paid and the winning goal is kicked by Adelaide, we would all be saying they stole a game they shouldn't have won.
When you say they didn't deserve, when we say they didn't deserve to win, if I use that terminology, they weren't the better side on the night, put it that way. And all the statistics show that as well. I would have liked them to have won, but I wasn't going home kicking the cat, Rooch, because I'm more frustrated the way they played and the fact that, you know, like when you're doing 81 turnovers. Let's go to the phones, Rooch.
And we're going to go to Sam. Hello, Sam.
Good day, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I agree with that text about Ollie Wine. Since he won the Brownlow, unfortunately, he hasn't done anything. To be quite honest, as a Port supporter,
well, he started. Agree? Let's have a look at it. Last year, he started with no pre-season, and towards the end of the season, we're all saying he's coming good. He's going to be really valuable to Port Adelaide. It's like getting an extra leg in the second half of the year. I'm not saying he hasn't done anything. I would say he's been quite useful at times for Port Adelaide, Sam.
Yeah, I don't know, Rooch. I don't know. I might be him grumpy as a 51-year-old, but really, he's in the engine room and he's not hurting anyone.
I think it's a bit harsh.
He's not hurting
Sam.
Anyone, young. Oh, right, Rooch. We'll see what happens in the next 3 weeks in these big games, what Port have got.
Yeah, Sammy, he's not at his best. I'll agree with you there. Fritsch doesn't want to say it. He's certainly not at his best
Thank
at
you.
The moment.
We're not his worst. Thanks.
We're round six. There's a lot of upside with Port.
Exactly.
Here's one. Rooch, boys, from Rick. Smith, Brody Smith looked hobbled in the warm-up and played that way. I agree.
Shouldn't have played then.
Should not have played. Laird is killing us with his disposal. Needs to go back in defence. Hello.
are you texting while we're off here?
No, I wouldn't do that. I've been saying it for 2 years. And it's not that he can't play in the midfield. I'm like a broken record. It's what the team needs.
Right.
He should be back there. Curtin's strength is his ability to turn defence into attack. Needs confidence, but putting him against McBean on Saturday will not help this. Play him at half-back and see how he fares. Mm. Himmelberg must play on Saturday. They do need another tall target, don't they? His form on Saturday was excellent, as was his form in reserves last year before injury. He can take pack mark, is in form and a very good tap ruckman.
Mm.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not sure Gallant is the answer as the second ruckman, Rooch. What's the point of four umpires? There's a text.
That is a great question.
That's a good one, yeah.
That is a great question, and we have seen it too often this year. Not just on Friday night at Adelaide Oval, but there have been so many other games where you go, well, if the umpires are not going to be in the right position to see it, where are their mates?
Mm. Here's another poor one. Before the news, Rooch. I must be of the minority, but, capital letters, yes. The way the Crows season has been going, do you really think that Walker was guaranteed to kick the goal? Could have kicked it out on the fall if we were given the free kick.
Yeah, we don't know, do we?
We
don't. You've got a list of absolute gimmies the Crows have muffed up in front of goal, haven't you, this year?
No, I think Texie would have kicked that.
Yeah, well,
fairly comfortable.
I think he would.
In I'd a three-point game, no one seems to note that we kicked 7 unanswered goals in second and third quarters after an awful first 40 minutes. Yeah, we haven't mentioned it. They got 19 points up there in the third quarter. I thought, here we go. This is the Crows of last year, but full credit to the Bombers. Mm. And we should give them plenty. And Zach Merritt. All right, it's 4 o'clock news. We've got the news coming up, Rooch. And
you said we've got. Don't
oh,
say
sorry.
We
I
have.
Have you, we have the news coming
the news.
Up. And then we'll announce our Mission Impossible winner.
Ooh.
And we have the good, the bad and the ugly.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch.
It's past four. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday and you had an enjoyable weekend, apart from the football, unless you're barracked for a side that won, Rooch. There were 9 winners.
Well, I didn't.
No, we didn't have a good time. You picked 3 winners. I picked 2. It's staggering. Do you want to do the Mission Impossible
winner? Yes, please. Oh. I'm so excited to know who the winner is.
We threw out the challenge for someone to find all 8 winners because we thought round 6 was the toughest of season 2024. Do you think anyone picked 8 winners?
I would be shocked. I would say no.
No, we didn't have anyone with 8 winners. We have a $100 Romeo's voucher to spend at an IGA or Foodland store, thanks to McGain Real Estate. Do you think anyone picked 7?
No.
No, they didn't. We had a few people, and we had a stack of entries that picked 6.
Ooh.
So I'm pleased to say.
6?
Yeah, 6. And we had a tiebreak question as well, who wins between the Bombers and the Crows and by how much. So Hilly from Fulham Gardens has won the $100 voucher. Hilly picked 6 winners. And good on you, Hilly. And he picked the Bombers to win by 9 points. Now, Chris from Seaton picked 6 winners as well, but he had the Crows to win by 9 points.
Knockout.
All right. Knockout. So the winners, just out of interest, he picked the Dogs, the Bombers, the Pies, the Cats, Swans and the Hawks. So good on you, Hilly.
Well
you are
done.
Our winner.
Well done.
All righty. Ready for a bit of music?
Yes.
Time for the good, the bad and the ugly. Roach, a little bit of fun. Everyone's doing it now. The Herald Sun started copying us. On the couch are doing it. Not that it's new. What was your good?
Has to be Harley Roach.
Arsehole! What?
Beg your pardon.
I sneezed.
That's a bit rude. He's a lovely young man.
I had that too.
Harley Reid.
Yeah. That's what I
What mean. A way to start your story at West Coast by dominating in a derby.
Got a really good text from Annie about him. I'm just trying to find it. Sorry, Annie, I did read it. I didn't get to read it out loud. It's a really good test.
He is an exciting player, not only for the way in which he's delivering on the footy field, but the personality he's adding to what was becoming a very morose West Coast lineup.
That's what the text was about, Rooch. The joy that Annie's a Port follower. And I find it as well. I'm watching him play and I find myself smiling because you can see that he's enjoying himself so much. And I think it was Ben Cousins that said when he was on the front bar, he said he's a young player that likes to run to the fire.
Good on him.
Yeah, he embraces the challenge. And when he was running alongside of Nat Fyfe and they bumped into each other off the ball, then he just pushed him over. I think Fyfe, he went to the ground trying to milk a free kick.
Oh, another
but
one.
It made him look like he was second best. Mm. So, yeah, I'm Harley Reid as well. What's your bad?
Trying to toss up between Port Adelaide and the Oli Roos. Oli Roos missing out on an Olympic spot to Paris. That is shocking.
It's disappointing, isn't it?
They have been in disarray for weeks.
I think we're only 95 or 94 days away from the Olympics.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it? Well, Paris.
Not as exciting now. No Oli Roos.
No.
Mine's the Kangaroos, Rooch. I wasn't expecting miracles, but I know they've had a really tough draw. They've had one of the tougher draws in the competition, especially for a bottom side. But, I thought they'd cause some upsets this year.
Yes, you've got them. Three top eight sides are going to fall to
you
them.
You got me when I was half whacked. Fair,
hello.
I should have said top 10, but that's still not even going to happen. No. They haven't had a win. But look, with all their top end talent, and it takes a while, you expect them all to click and have a day out at some stage. Their ball movement over the summer was really, really quick. And I feel for Kangaroo Steve, if you're out there, it'll happen. Now everyone, the so-called experts, Rooch, are saying, is Alistair Clarkson the right man for the job? Has he lost his mojo?
We'll see.
These are the same people that wanted Adam Simpson sacked 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I was intrigued when Clarko decided a game plan, they call it, Rooball, was going to be so attacking with that lineup from the start of the year. I thought they were going to expose themselves, and they have.
Mm.
Anyway,
I know a lot of Crows fans are nervous about this week.
Shouldn't be,
down
surely.
In Hobart.
Surely.
You wouldn't like to think so. When did Port have their rough trot? 2 years ago when they were 1-5 or whatever it was? What was it again?
That was 0-5.
22-0-5, yeah. Sorry, not 1-5. Mm. And you talked about the program and you talked about that they believed in Ken.
Yep.
And they stuck to the task. And they did. They slowly turned the ship around, but coming from 0-5 downs. It is
too much
hard. It wears you down. Yep. It'll be interesting to see how Adelaide respond.
And what selection decisions they make too.
All righty. You're ugly?
Well, between umpires not knowing how to position themselves and those going to score review excessively, it was a bad weekend for them.
Mm.
That was ugly, some of their work.
Yeah. I'm going to the well here. And there's always bad umpiring decisions, but Adelaide have been unlucky with three big ones, to lose a game in dying seconds. That doesn't happen that often.
No.
So there was and the AFL has come out and admitted that they were on the wrong end of all of these. That was the Collingwood high tackle.
Jordan Dawson.
Yeah, 25, 30 metres out. He had blood coming from his face from the high hit. The Sydney one.
Goal umpiring error.
This isn't a bleeding heart story either, because the Sydney game, you've left everything on the line to the last game of the year to make the finals.
Good point.
Don't be seven goals down when you're playing. Yeah.
Although John Longmire did remind me games are decided at three-quarter time.
Mm. And the Essendon decision that didn't happen. Yeah. They were pretty ugly. You can have your say, the good, the bad and the ugly. Send a text 0427 154 166. Hey, let's hear from Nixie about on where they are now, given that they are 1-5.
Yeah, our record's not where we want it. And unfortunately, our game wasn't tonight either. So we took a step back tonight. We felt like the last 2 weeks, we took a couple of big steps forward, v Melbourne and then v Carlton, and we felt like we were in a good space. But tonight, unfortunately, was a step backwards. That's the bigger issue for us is we want to hold that momentum of form. We want to, play a game that we walk off and be proud of tonight. I think we're all a bit disappointed in what we put out there.
Yeah, it was poor. It was poor on Adelaide's behalf.
It was. 4:10, Rooch. We've got Beat the Boys coming up. We better jump into a break. Hey, Danny has just sent a text, so we'll try and get the audio. He says, Rochelle has come out and said he thought someone was coming over the top. That's the reason he dropped the first one. So if that's fact, he hasn't blamed the lights. So not a great moment for the young fella.
The Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots. 4:15, we're live from Studio Lumo SA here at number 1 King William Street in the city. Energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA. 25.5 degrees outside. Found that text from Annie. It says, "Hey, Kimbo and Roots, the hype that surrounds Harley Reid is absolutely real. It gives me great joy watching him play. Well done, young man." That's from Annie.
Well said, Annie.
Yep, we agree, Annie. He's a delight to watch. Now, we had a text saying that Josh Rochelle had spoken. We found out that Channel 9 grabbed him when he was down at West Lakes. Kudos to Josh Rochelle.
They can say this one is an exclusive.
Well, this one's... I'll get to that, Roach. They've claimed an exclusive that you broke a week ago. Here's Josh Rochelle owning his situation.
It's a tough one. They've definitely repeated in my head over and over again this whole weekend. And, just a couple of little marking errors. That the first one was just more about I thought someone was coming right over the top of me, and completely honestly wasn't brave enough in that situation, which I'm gonna have to take that and move on and learn from it. And the other one was just a complete misjudge. The ball just sailed over and I thought it was coming a bit closer.
Well, he's owned it. Gee, well done.
There's some honesty there. Well, you don't get too many people saying that, so good luck, and people can sort of leave him alone now.
Well, he's got to deal with it.
Yeah, but if he didn't come out and speak with that, you know, the footy shows tonight will be highlighting.
Make a mockery of him.
They'll still highlight it, but they'll give him some credit. Mm. Are you ready for Beat the Boys,
Rich?
Oh,
yes.
Who's playing?
Of course. I'm not sure. Oh, between you and I, I'm not sure. It's going to be Jake. Well, I don't know who he's going to choose yet, Kim.
Well, what do you think I was referring to?
Well, who was going to be the other contestant?
Well, you want to introduce him?
Hello, Jake. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So, guys. Good.
Jakey, who do you barrack for?
I'm a Nord and a Crows man, so at the moment I'm going for Nord for the premiership.
You don't think the Crows can get there?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
No. What do you reckon it is this year?
Probably the lack of, obviously, confidence. Mm. And obviously starting off with 1-6 or 1-5 now. They just obviously need a good win against North Melbourne and hopefully go into the showdown with some confidence and might have a chance.
Yeah, all right. Well, you might have a chance here, depending on who you pick, I reckon. You have to take on either Roach or me for your chance at $200 worth of free fuel, and then it's the best of three questions. Who would you like to take on?
I'm picking on you, Kimbo.
Beautiful. Sure. Lights. Bring it on, Jakey. Sure, you had a big weekend.
Right. Test your buzzers, please, gentlemen. Jake?
Jake.
Kim! Right. Here we go.
Ready, gentlemen? The first question is a who am I? I was born on February 9, 2006. I was born in Kigoma, Tanzania.
Kim. Irukunda.
Wow. Only two bits of that and you took it.
Well, he's 18.
Well
and
done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well done, Kibo.
Thank you, Jakey.
I won't go with all the other bits in here, but that you're absolutely right. Now, Jake, you've got to get this to keep this all alive. Who won yesterday's Formula One Grand Prix in China?
Jake.
Well done, Jake. Go for it. The answer is?
Verstappen.
Yes, Max Verstappen did win. Well done.
Yeah, I was sleeping then.
Right, here we go.
Oh, hello.
West Coast has won back-to-back matches for the first time since 2021.
Jake.
Ooh.
Well, Jake.
Oh, sorry, repeat.
Jake, I can't go any further here.
I've got to take 21.
No. No. The question would have continued to say, how many goals did the NAB Rising Star nominee Harley Reid
Kim.
Kick? How many did he kick, Kim?
Three.
You would have been right. Oh, Jake, I'm sorry.
Well, I was right, wasn't I?
Yes,
that's right. Got the gun too early.
So two,
no, that's all right. You're not the first bloke to do that. We've had a lot of people. I did it the other week too. All right, Jakey boy, good luck to the Crows and good luck to Norwood. It's 4:20, Roots. Just realised what I said then. Hyundai, drive away in a Hyundai Staria load from $49,490. T's and C's apply.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots.
4:25. Appreciate your company. We're here thanks to Hyundai. Drive away in a Hyundai Staria load from $49,490. T's and C's apply. And our good friends at McGain Real Estate. Rory Laird coming up after 4:30. Rooch, we did it at around 2 o'clock today because they have their review, I think it is, this afternoon.
Yes.
Normally we'd say send a text and we'll ask the question.
Hopefully, I think it'll be a pleasant review.
No, it won't be.
No,
it won't be. Mm. I'm still staggered and pleased and proud in a right context of Josh Rochelle coming out like he did. We'll play that again a little bit later.
Yes.
Taking ownership of worried about getting cleaned up, I suppose.
Mm. Well done to Nine to get him.
Yeah.
He was there at training exclusively.
Yeah. Now, come on, get it off your chest. You've broke a couple of stories and Nine's done it a week later.
I'm sitting comfortably at home yesterday, going through the news feed. There's this exclusive story on Nine about the Crows and their headquarters. Think, hello, something's happened here. Mm. Need to know. Opened it up, and it's what we told you last week, that if the Sandford don't find a new home, which they want Footy Park to be, and the Charles Sturt Council has voted against it, the Crows can't move in.
No.
And I'm going, how's that exclusive?
Yeah, no, you did it, Rooch. They're not taking you serious anymore. And I'll tell you, there's another one as well.
Oh, yes.
Where Lee Matthews last night, now you went strong on this last week.
Yes.
About how the tribunal should be under the governing auspices. Is that right?
Well, I'm actually getting rid of the tribunal. I just want a commissioner now.
All right, let's
listen. An AFL commissioner.
Lee Matthews had very similar thing to say last night.
We're a full-time industry.
Mm.
And I know we keep saying, the AFL loves saying, the tribunal is independent of the AFL.
Yeah.
Well, why is it independent of the AFL? It should be part of the AFL, and the tribunal should be applying the rules and the protocols and the policies that the AFL hierarchy want them to. So in a full-time industry we are, I don't like part-timers, so I don't like part-time chairman of the tribunal either. Bring it in-house and make sure that the policies of the AFL are being put into practice.
And happen quicker, Lee. Why are we taking five days to do things?
Exactly.
You know, when you sign up for a job or you go on seek.com and you're looking for a new job and it said, you might have to work weekends.
Yeah.
AFL is played on weekends for 7 months of the year. If you don't like working weekends in a sport, maybe it's not for you.
That was Jimmy Bartel, and I thought that was brilliant. It was exactly what you said last week, Rooch. And
so
it's
what
been farcical. We've had to wait 5 days to get to a tribunal.
So what we do is we say, Laura Kane, you're in charge of that department.
Yep.
You've got Josh Marnie next to you. Josh is now to go through all the MRO stuff. He sends the player his notice. Kim, one game suspension.
Yep.
If you want to take issue with it, Kim, you make your case straight to Josh Marnie because he knows what he's looked at. He knows what the guidelines are. He will be judge, jury and executioner.
Yeah. It's ridiculous
just
that they're getting sent off like it's a court of law and some of the dribble that comes out of these legal eagles, Rooch.
No. Enough's enough.
Yeah. Here's one, Rooch. Tell me this. You're a bit of a fossil. Can we please, this is a text, can we please stop playing songs and flashing lights after goals are kicked? It annoys the crap out of me at the game. Who agrees?
It's a big, big push to end all that. But then there are others who actually enjoy it.
Bit of atmosphere.
Yeah. But the old guard, and I know who the old guard are, and you know, we're talking about even Ash Brown, our editor of the Footy Record. He's against it as well, thinks it's all a bit too much.
All right, might do a poll on that a little bit later, maybe.
Lights hurting you? Because I'm worried about those flashing lights in your migraines.
I was strobing, when I was over at, was it Subiaco?
That's a while back.
Yeah, I know. That caused the problem one night. Time for Premier Pete to stand up to the councils. Yeah, do I try the Adelaide Council? Credit the young Rochelle owning the situation from the weekend. Good on him. He'll learn from it. I reckon he's incredibly brave.
Well,
I don't remember anyone saying that.
I
can't remember anyone coming out and owning it like that.
Well done.
Yep, good on him. Mm. Here's a quickie, Rooch. Boys, Port have gone from having an undersized defence to top heavyweight. I still think a medium defender like McKenzie would fit in there. It has better balance. Which of the big three goes out, though?
Whoa. Wow.
I also reckon it's a blessing that Jones will be out and Williams comes in. And Kimbo, I reckon you're right. All good teams lose horribly sometimes.
True.
That's from Lindsay. Thanks, Linds.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch. Just after 4:30, Kimbo on the Rooch with you. We're live and interactive. If you have a text, send it through 0427 154 166. Every Monday we chat to Crow superstar Rory Laird. All thanks to McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, Rooch, there's a sign popping up saying what?
Sold by McGain. Again.
Well, you might sell Rory the way things are going at the Adelaide Crows at the moment. Laird joins us
That's
now. Hello,
too
Laird.
Harsh. Too harsh.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, well, look, we're probably going better than you, but there's a few hundred thousand around South Australia that aren't killing the pig at the moment. This was meant to be a year that had so much promise, and it's turned to shite really quickly. One win, five losses. How do you explain it?
It'd be nice if I could just pinpoint something, Rooch and Kimbo, sorry, and just say, "Yep, this is the fix." But yeah, a bit of struggle at the moment. Just a bit of cohesion and a little bit of execution. I know I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, but it seems to be plaguing us a bit at the moment. And on the weekend, it was a close game, but Essendon been better than a lot of the key areas and had their opportunities, and probably should have put us away. So it was another disappointing result, and a bit of frustration continues to sort of persist.
I'm sure everyone's across it, but you said about the KPIs. They had 8 more scoring shots than you. They had 14 more disposals, 19 more inside 50s, only one more clearance, 5 more contested possessions, 15 more uncontested. You had 9 more turnovers. They went inside 57 more occasions, and they had 17 more tackles. So they were the better side on the night. Can we get to the final few seconds? Where were you? And it seemed obvious it was holding the ball. I think anywhere else around the ground at any other time, it would have been paid.
Yeah, I was right there. I was on the outside of the stoppage. I was trying to hopefully see the ball spill out, and then I was going to have a ping. But, it obviously was stuck in the middle of the pack, and I think I saw Dawson's quote the other day on the radio that was, if you sort of lie on the ball by that, it's probably holding the ball. And the AFL come out and said it was too. So for some reason, we seem to be amidst all these sort of controversial calls late in games. And at the moment, we haven't had one on our side. So it's obviously frustrating. But as I said, and as you said, probably shouldn't have even been at that point of the game. But when it is like that, it still probably adds to sort of the frustration at the moment.
Would it be fair, Rory, if you did get the win from a free kick, goal after the siren, all that sort of stuff, that would have felt like a steal? Because, like Kim said, all the numbers, every review suggests that Essendon was the better side.
Yeah, I think today's game, as it is at the moment between a lot of teams, there is a lot of results that are either really close or results that you wouldn't really pick. And I think a lot of teams are a lot closer than people think, and as the season sort of plays out, you sort of see a trend and flow of a few teams, but you see a lot of trends at the moment that are sort of saying that on any given day anyone can win, and banking those wins are super important, which is something that we haven't done. So of course I'd take it. It'd be amazing to be on the other side of the ledger, but as I've sort of said, and as Kimbo Rudolph of stats, we were pretty lucky to be in that position at that point in time.
So every one of the 6 games seems to, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to have a different theme or a different issue. Do you think there's one thing that has stood out over the 6 weeks that you really need to nail down?
It's probably the fundamental executions, Roach. I think it's, ground ball take. I think they're a lot cleaner around the contest, and when we weren't, they were able to transition off that and get outside the contest. And then obviously foot skills have been an issue, and execution in front of goal as well, probably the first 4 or 5 weeks, and decision making with the ball. So it seems to be that side of the ball at the moment that's hurting us, and it's sort of opening up the game when we don't execute that.
All right, what happened over the summer? Can we get the ball movement? You were the highest scoring team in the competition last year. You've heard that infinitum. How much different is the game plan, or was the game plan meant to be? What did you work on over the summer? How different is it to last year? And are you trying to go back to last year?
There hasn't been, too much change in terms of the offensive side of the ball. I think last year we had games that the defensive side was more a key focus for us in the summer to limit teams and their scoring. And we obviously didn't want to take away from our scoring because we knew how, potent we could be with that. So I don't know the actual change through the offensive side of it. I don't know if it's just, decision-making part that we're seeing at the moment that's sort of coinciding with that. A bit sporadic ball movement, I guess. I don't know if we're actually getting the same opportunities and ball flow from our back half to give ourselves those opportunities either.
Yes.
So
there's
probably a few things that look a bit different, but I think there was more of a focus on the defensive side, and it, you know, we shouldn't be able to just lose the offensive, you know, prowess, I guess, we had that was evident last year. So it's probably just sort of the change at the moment.
Does it also look different forward of centre?
Not particularly. Like, I guess Riley's not there at the moment. He's a key sort of, pack target, I guess. And, Tex and Fogg sort of read off that with the lead up forward. So I don't think it's too much different, though. You know, the personnel still there. We're sort of rotating ranks and Brash a bit higher up the ground. But it's probably, you know, the free-flowing play is where our forwards are really damaging, and we're not giving them that at the moment.
All right, let's get to the Orky ones. You mentioned Rash. Josh Rochelli's attracting a lot of attention all around Australia on every football show at the moment. Have you spoken to him? There were two incidents where he seemed to take his eye off the ball. I'll say I did the game with Bryce Gibbs, and the first one on the half-forward flank member's side, River Torrens end, around centre-half forward. Bryce swears that he would have lost the ball in the lights. Is that a problem? Have you spoken to him?
Well, I actually haven't spoken to Rash too much today. We've only been here for a little bit. But, you know, from what I've sort of seen and heard, he seems to be okay. He was obviously very, disappointed after the game. I think, you know, most of us were in terms of the result as well. But, I think we've all been in that position before. I know I've been as well. And for whatever reason, like, I don't think I've ever seen Josh do anything like that before. So it's just a bit of a sort of a one-off thing. You go, oh, okay, that seems a bit different to what he usually plays like. And he's getting scolded, the poor kid. You sort of got to feel for him. And it doesn't seem to be a thing that's, you know, ever sort of popped up with him. So I don't know whether he misjudged or he missaw her. I think the second one he may have misjudged and run under it a little bit, or was expecting a hit. So I'm not too sure, but he's obviously super disappointed. I think anyone in that position at that time of the game would be. So in saying that, I don't think any of us sort of walked off the ground happy at all either. So it was sort of a group of frustration.
Brodie Smith, we knew he had a back problem going into the game. I thought he looked as stiff as a board in the first half. How was he?
I think he's a bit sore at the moment. I think he's getting it checked out today and seeing if there's actually anything, long-term issues with it. So I think he was touch and go and gritted it out. But, he said he was pretty sore and was on a few anti-inflammatories and just to try and get up for the game, a lot of work with the physio. So I think he's pretty sore today.
What was happening in the midfield? It looked like Sam Durham was putting a bit of work into Isaac Rankin, just the two possessions in the first half. And I hate it when you go up half forward, Lady. I'm sorry, I've got to say that. Editorial comment.
I was sort of trying to swap with Ranks a bit and get him up around the ball, and then, you know, he'd sort of go forward and I'd go in. So we sort of rotated that round a bit, though. There was a lot of guys spinning through the midfield. I think, you know, Sam Berry spent some time there. Dawes went forward in the midfield and had a really strong game. And then, obviously, Isaac and Josh Rochelle were sort of up around the stoppages. So sort of what we did last week. We just try to, you know, get some numbers through there and spin, a few blokes and get a few different looks and, try and get a few looks ahead of the ball as well.
You solved the away record by beating Carlton away. Now we're asking, why can't you win at home?
I wouldn't say solve it, Roach. We won one game.
Stole that one too.
But, oh dear.
Yeah.
But I'm looking on the upside of it, Rory.
I get you. It's nice to win away and win against a really strong opponent in Carlton. But we've been, you know, notably really strong at home. And, this year we've had three games and haven't fired a shot yet. So we sort of play in patches at home at the moment. And, it was sort of a strong point for us. It's sort of gone against us at the moment. Mm.
What is it about Essendon? You haven't beat them for 7 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they play really well against us. I don't know why we seem to allow them to play the game that they want to play, that sort of attacking footy. And they seem to sort of get us on the outside a lot when we play them and put us under a lot of pressure down back. So if I could tell you, one thing that sort of happened on the weekend, it'd be nice to be able to say, yep, that was the problem, but there was probably a few.
Well, you go to Hobart to play North Melbourne, the only team now without a win. The question is, Fremantle and West Coast made a big issue about wanting direct flights to Hobart. Has Adelaide won that battle as well?
We have a direct flight,
Well done.
Well done.
I remember. Yeah, we always go direct. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, Kim doesn't. Kim doesn't get to go direct, so he hasn't got the same sort of force you have.
No, well, that was a few years ago. We were down there, Leedy. You probably played in this game.
Okay.
Buff Lehman was coach of the Australian cricket team. Yes. I don't know if it was Sando, if it was Pikey coaching. They kicked 10 in the first quarter. Yeah, we were telling Buff, get out of the box.
Yeah, that was 2017. It was 6-0 or 7-0. I think we hadn't lost a game. And then they smacked us by 10 goals in the first. We said, what the hell is going on?
All right. Now we've had to do this as a pre-record because you've got your match review. How brutal will it be? And what did Nixie say after the game? Or did he decide to hold on to his
He was pretty disappointed. No, he wasn't. He's sort of, I guess, frustrated, and you can sort of see it on his face, and just sort of trying to find answers. Like it wasn't sort of, as I said throughout the interview here, it's not just one thing that we can pinpoint and say, yep, that was the thing for the night. I think we got beaten in a fair few different areas. So, and in saying that, you know, he has a lot to take in there, so he couldn't just come out and give us the solution. But today it's going to be pretty hard hitting, and you just need to see what's going on and what sort of the areas need to continue improving and actually start executing, because, you know, how even is at the moment, it can slip away pretty quick and you become moment. So we need to, probably see a few home truths today and actually work out what the hell is, a thing we can do this week against North Melbourne.
Pretty tough. 1-5. Mm. How's Sam Berry? I'm presuming you haven't got an update, but how bad was it?
Nah, he seems to be okay. I was chatting to him before, actually. He didn't have too much of a run around today, but I don't know if that was just caution areas we build up into the week and try and get to main training and give them a go. So I don't think it's anything serious, which is a positive.
Well, Leedy, right. We appreciate
2-5. Yep. Next time we speak, Rory, make it 2-5.
Yep. All right. One by one.
Get it back.
Yeah, I bumped into a few of your teammates on Saturday night at the Cremorne. I was having a bit of a day, and I saw big Riley O'Brien. I inquired about you, and they said you're off on a romantic night or you're sulking, one of the two. Ooh.
Oh, probably a bit of both, to be honest. But yeah, quite romantic. I like to think of myself as a bit of a romantic Kimbo. So I was the lovely, which is nice. Avoiding those boys too.
No, they're all well behaved. Had a good chat to Harry Schomburg, actually. And Achilles,
good man.
Yeah, Achilles can be one of the more nasty injuries in terms of getting back to your best. He reckons his feels 100%, so he's not too far away.
No, he had 3 quarters on the weekend, the sample, and looked pretty good. He's actually in great nick at the moment. He's been absolutely smashing the gym. Josh Manuel, our gym guy, has been all over him. So he's in. He's put a bit of muscle on, which is nice, and he's already a pretty big boy. So he's in fantastic nick at the moment.
Leedy, always good to chat to you. I was with Dobbo on the weekend. He inquired about your health. You're not invited to the island, though, until you start winning a few games.
Okay. Well, that can be my motivation then, at least.
All right, Leedy, appreciate the chat. Good luck against the Kangaroos.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
There he is. We chat to him every week. Win, lose or draw. There's been more losses, Roach, over, what have we had him now, 3 years? That he always fronts up. It's just not happening for them. I'd hope to be a forward in their side.
So what is it? I mean, one of those games, you get a different review in the sense of what they're not nailing. But you genuinely believe they've gone off what made them their strength, their speed, their attacking theme of last year. You were concerned about the talk about more defensive at the start of the year.
Well, I just thought
it just got into their head.
Yeah, they were playing a really exciting brand of footy last year. And then I just think maybe they're saying, we spoke to Nixie. He said there hasn't been a major tweak. But when you've got the captain saying we're going to be more defensively minded, I just wondered. Now, Leedy always tells the truth, apart from the Calvary Hospital.
Yes.
Don't bring that up.
No,
did I bring that up?
You did.
He says it's not that different, but the ball movement, I think people are aware now they get denied the corridor, but every side tries to do that.
There's a lot of work being done there.
But statistically, they've been going wider. He said about execution, some of the decision-making was terrible as well. It wasn't a pretty game, but and I give the coaching points to Brad Scott as well. Okay. And I think when Rankin's there, I know there's all this noise about getting him in the midfield, but when it's not happening, Roach, get him out and get a man like Leedy that gets his hand on the ball. But he is not a natural high half forward.
And that comes down to having more and more options in the midfield that every team is searching for.
Yep. All right.
Interesting.
Roach, we need to find out what SEN is serving up tonight. Thanks to 4-20 pies, you can't have footy without a 4-20 pie.
So Jared Healy and Kane Corns have Sports Day next. Sam Edmund will be joining him with all the news of the day, including the challenges to the tribunal. And Luke Hodge, who was very, very strong in his opinion that it was holding the ball in that game between Essendon and Adelaide on Friday night at Adelaide Oval.
I think it was. Mm. I think we know that. I know Lee Matthews had a different view, but...
Interesting view from Lee, actually.
What about the great man Blighty? He's in the building. He'll be with David Wildy for Sports Day SA. Who have they got on?
They will be speaking to one of the nicest people you could ever meet, Jack Homps, the defence coach at the Adelaide Football Club.
Mm. And then breakfast tomorrow morning is Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh. I'm not sure who... Do you know who they've got on, Roog?
No, we don't have their list, but I can tell you who we have tomorrow. Miles Bergman will be joining us from the Port Adelaide Football Club in his regular Tuesday spot.
Thanks to?
McGain Real Estate, sold by McGain again. Mm. And Nick Haslam, who is the busiest man in the world this week.
Tournament director for Live Golf. It's going to be huge.
You've been invited to the big show tomorrow?
Wednesday night, yes, Roach. Did you get invited?
Yes, I did, but I can't attend.
Oh, right.
So please apologise for me.
I'll have to find another date.
Really?
Yeah. Here's a text. Oh, Renee. Afternoon. Renee's a Port lady.
Yes.
She said, afternoon. Maybe Rochelle should focus on basic skills instead of fancy goal celebrations. It's the AFL, not the EPL. He's not the only culprit there, Renee.
Let's not destroy personality, please. We want these young players to show that personality because it keeps us entertained when we go to football games, which at times are becoming harder and harder to watch, Kim.
Yes.
I love young personality inflecting itself on the game. Love it.
Infecting
themselves.
I think the Holland brothers for Carlton, they take a photo of themselves.
Well, why not?
Or make out photo. Can you ask old mate Rory if he's got around Josh Rochelle after the game? He's been potted by so many people that wouldn't even have the courage to step on the field, let alone put their head in a dangerous spot. We did ask that, Costa. We did that interview at 2 o'clock today. We're live now.
Yes.
Because Rory had a team meeting. All right, here's another one. Boys, it doesn't matter whether the four umpires make good or bad decisions. The fact is they are ignoring indiscretions in favour of keeping the game moving. High tackles, riding players in the back, throwing the ball, illegal disposal are in. The rules of the game are an inconvenience. Football played without rules is football injustice. It's ugly, Lindsay. I agree, Lindsay. I agree with a lot of things Lindsay says, actually. Not just this year. Making rules up on the run, Roach, trying to improve how they want the game to look. No, we're the only sport that's doing it.
They have a rule book. I know they've got a heap of interpretations, but they don't even live to them anymore.
Hmm. Here's one. Well done to Josh Rochelle to own his issue of ducking the head. Very courageous to do so, which is kind of ironic. Jacko from Lewiston. I just popped out during the pre-record and talking to Malcolm Blight and said, I think that's the first time in my lifetime in football I've heard someone come out publicly and own a situation like that. And I think it's absolutely brilliant. We'll play it again. This was on Channel 9 when Josh Rochelle was doorstopped about those incidents on Friday night.
It's a tough one. They've definitely repeated in my head over and over again this whole weekend, and just a couple of little marking errors. That the first one was just more about I thought someone was coming right over the top of me, and completely honestly, wasn't brave enough in that situation. Which I'm gonna have to take that and move on and learn from it. And the other one was just a complete misjudge. The ball just sailed over, and I thought it was coming a bit closer.
Well, he's owned it beautifully.
Yep. So I was wrong from earlier in the show, and on the night, Brycey Gibbs said to me, he said that was definitely getting caught in the lights.
We've always wondered about that.
Yeah, yep. But it does happen. I mean, Bryce said he's seen it out there himself. Fellas, did you guys see Willy Rioli burn DBJ against the Pies? Ken should send him to the sand for his punishment. I did, Billy Boy, because I had him in my multi. Remember what you're gambling with. I need one goal, not asking much, is it, Roach? One goal from Willy?
No.
One goal?
No, you're not asking for too much at all.
Here's a text, Roach. You chasing something up there?
I'm trying to see what the latest news is on some MROs, but I don't think we can get them in time. No.
Okay. Arvo, boys, this is from Modbury Mac. The Crows need to practice running in straight lines at the football. Our attack on the ball was fumbly and timid compared to that of Essendon. We got what we deserved. Yeah, I think the Bombers definitely deserve to win that one.
They were messy at times, Adelaide. Very messy.
Here's one.
The team they were last year.
Mm. I've heard from sources that the disharmony in the Lions camp is real and causing problems with the playing group. Well, that's from Matt in Brisbane. That was going around a while ago and they put that to bed, but they haven't won a game at home, Roach.
Nor is Adelaide.
Yeah. Here's one about Harley.
By the way, Brisbane played at home the other night. That was dumb.
Oh, in the wet.
That was
too much.
Dumb.
Yeah, there's a lot of dumb footy. This is on Harley Reid, Roach. How much time we got? 30 seconds. Reid is just superb. The new Chris Judd. He's 19 and then 78 exclamation marks. The joy of seeing a cocky but confident, pack-wise and powerful when needed player like this is across team lines. Wow, wow, wow. More please, just send the video to Adelaide. That's Paul from Denial Bay. Yeah, he's
no
a beauty.
No one's getting him.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be joined by Miles Bergman. Thank you. Have a great night.
Good night, everyone.
That was another edition of The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch. If you missed any of the show, just search Kimbo and the Rooch on the SEN app or wherever you find your podcasts.